הכנת החתן לקראת יום החתונה. The day of the חתונה, the preparations that he needs to do. So we know that it's a חובה קדושה על כל חתן ללמוד בימים שלפני החופה דיני טהרת המשפחה. As we know, both the חתן and the כלה, during the engagement, it's a question from which time do they start, but they are obligated, it's a חובה קדושה, absolute holy obligation, that they should learn the הלכות of טהרת המשפחה. Because the Gemara says, למה לנידה לשבעה, שרגיל בה בקצבה. The Gemara says, why is it that we have such a law of טהרת המשפחה? Because the idea of טהרת המשפחה is to bring absolute שלום בית. רגיל בה בקצבה. If a person, every day, he has, imagine, pizza, eventually get disgusted of pizza. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that the institution of marriage should be a duration of one month at a time, you remarry again and again. So therefore, a person is supposed to have this concept and learn the halachot because it says, lo am haaretz chassid. A person could be interested to be a pious man, but if he don't learn halachot, and if a person emphasizes on other topics, very good. But without halachot, a person cannot be observant. So therefore, a person is supposed to have behadrachat talmid chacham, some kind of hadracha, which means guidance of Talmid Chachamim, to be able to guide him through the stages of marriage, which is the halachot of Taharat HaMishpacha. It's very interesting. I was one time listening to a lecture of an organization that deals with the Chatanim in Lakewood. So they mentioned that through their experience, they saw, even though a person is supposed to also be given hadrachot regarding Shalom Bayit, but they saw that when the couple gets engaged, they believe they are in seven heavens, and they imagine the whole ideology of Shalom Bayit has no application to them, is for other individuals. So therefore, when it comes to the duration of the engagement period, if they talk about Shalom Bayit issues, how to deal with the opposite gender and the right approach, etc., so they are not listening anyway. That means they listen, but they don't believe that it applies to them. So therefore, by majority of the couples, they imagine it this way. So therefore, they only start after marriage. That means they maybe basically touch upon Shalom Bayit issues. Their main focus would be during the engagement period, halachot of Taharat HaMishpacha. But after marriage, 6 weeks into the marriage, when they are mamash, coming to terms, as we know, the first year of marriage is the most difficult year of marriage, because you are creating the foundation and you are supposed to adjust yourself to a life of having a spouse and etc. So therefore, 6 weeks into the marriage, only then do they come to approach the Chatan and the Kala. Okay, now that you understand that Shalom Bayit also applies to you, come and now we want to teach you. So therefore, the Ma'aseh says that each person has an obligation, especially the kalot have an obligation also to learn the halachot of Taharat HaMishpacha. And both of them are supposed to realize the hatzlacha that they have in their marriage is to what extent they're going to lead a life with bekedusha v'tahara. To that extent, they're going to be zoche to have shalom. To that extent, they're going to be zoche. It says, bechinuch habanim, sheyu ovdei Hashem, to educate their children in the ways of Hashem, that they should be zoche to follow the paths of our forefathers. So then he says also, when a chatan and a kala get married, one of the nekudot that they have to emphasize, and they do emphasize on that, is the idea of what's the ultimate purpose of marriage. It's not lemalot ta'avot libo, it's not to be able to fulfill the desires of the heart. Ella lekayem machisivan abore lekayem hakatu vit chadishtem vitem chadushim, to be holy and to bring holy children into the world, and therefore everything has to do with Kavanah. In the footnote, he brings from Zohar HaKadosh. He says there was a man that Rabbi Zera, one time he saw him, and it was Adam Zaken. He was an old man. So he asked him, what are you doing? He says, the whole day I am a wood carrier. The whole day I am a sabbal. Sabbal, which means basically the whole day, I just carry stuff from one location to another location. So he says, have you ever studied Torah? He said, nothing doing. Have you ever learned Mishnah? Nothing, nothing. He says, why not? He says, because I remember when my father was interested to have a child, his intention was, he said, B'shat ha-mitzvah, shamati avi omer, rotze ani beben ba'al kumach shetavi tevua min asadeh. I want a son, a strong son, mighty one, Eitan, Gibor. So this is what he's going to do. That he should be a carrier from the field into the, let's say, a storage house, from the storage house into the market. This is the son, the type of a son that I want. Mamash, this is the kavana. This is what you get. If the person has this kavana, especially if he verbalizes it, and if he has such an intention at the time, so therefore, lema aser, this is the end product. He says, when we see regarding David HaMelech in Tehillim, what did he say? He says in Tehillim, im Hashem lo yivne bayit, shav amlu bonav bo. Im Hashem lo yishmor ir, shav shachat shomer. Im Hashem lo yivne bayit, shav amlu bonav bo. So what does it mean? So David HaMelech says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't protect the city, shav shachat shomer. The shomer. You could have 1,000 policemen. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't watch, Rahman al-Islam, the police cannot do much. Im Hashem lo yivne bayit, shav amlu bonavu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to build for us Beit HaMikdash, those who want to build it, they are wasting their time. If the house is not supposed to be built, it's not going to be built. So therefore, this is what David HaMelech says. What does that mean? David HaMelech was not given the right to build the Beit HaMikdash. But he had intention regarding his son, Shlomo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me a son. That if I'm not going to be zocher to build a bayit, Beit HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me the hatzlacha through my son. And ultimately that's what he was. He says, therefore, David Amro beruach HaKadosh regarding Shlomo Beno, regarding his son. So lema'aseh, it comes out, these are the hadrachot. And if a person, let's say Baruch Hashem is married, it's not too late. Baruch Hashem, as we know, in the community we have kulel. And they do teach it starting the Shovavim. All the communities, they have this opportunity to be able to, during the months of Shovavim, to review the halachot of Tarat HaMishpacha and Shalom Bayit.